Pinch me. Pinch me.
Ow! Didn't think you'd actually do it.
If I didn't think you would do it, why did I ask? Okay, you got me there. It's just this. This is just ridiculously perfect. I know there's no such thing as perfection, but this is perfect, and that doesn't make any sense, so pinch me. Don't do it. Again. Look at that sky. I don't ever think I've seen such a beautiful sunset. The sun slowly sinking below the horizon. The sea looks like it's on fire. And you know how I feel about fire. It's not hot, but it's not cold either. It's just perfect. The waves lapping at the shore. The campfire. It's not a bonfire. No, it's not a bonfire. A bonfire is bigger. That's a campfire. I'm not saying that you're not good at building fires. I'm just saying that's a bonfire. It's a really intimidating bonfire. Oh, you are so ridiculous. But it's nice. The way it's died down a little. Just makes everything more perfect. And then there's you. You're right, this is absolutely not perfect because it's you. What does that mean? You're pouting. Oh, I love it when you pout. But you never pout. You do not pout. Even though that looks suspiciously like a pout. But it's not a pout. At all. Though I should probably kiss you to be absolutely sure. It's the best way to detect a pout. A kiss. So this is just to be sure. Not because I want to kiss you, because why would I want to kiss someone as gorgeous and sweet and pouty as you. It's a pout. The kiss proves it. It's a pout. You want a second opinion? You are not kissing anyone else. What would I do? Shut up. This is just being here with you. Your arm around me. Feeling the warmth of your body. It's a little bit perfect. Tiny, tiny little bit. But that's the sky and the fire and the sea. That has very little to do with you. I know I'm so harsh, aren't I? I'm awful. I am so, so awful. You know, you are an utter angel to put up with me. What's that? Oh, it's your halo. But it is kind of true. I can be a bit difficult. Yeah, that's being polite. But you're also difficult. And that makes it real. And that makes it better. It's not all chocolate box and picture book. It's kind of the opposite of that. We fight, and we clash, and our edges catch. But we work for it. We make the effort. We put the time in, and I feel closer to you because of it. And that makes no bloody sense to me. I never thought fighting could be a good thing. I mean, it's not a good thing, but my parents, they didn't have a marriage, they had a battlefield, and sometimes it just felt like I was a casualty of that. They never made the effort, I guess. It was all about the explosions, the grand gestures that never lasted, because nothing was ever actually sorted out. It was just hidden away, boxed up, and it would always come back. And that's all I ever knew. And when we had our first fight, I was terrified. And I was vicious. Because I was so scared. Because I was falling in love with you. And I was suddenly going to lose you. And I didn't want that with you. I didn't want the constant shouting. With you. We could just snuggle up on the sofa and not have to talk. We didn't have this need to fill in all the empty space. We could just be together, and then we had a fight, and then we talked. And it was the most awkward, aggravating conversation I've ever had. And afterwards, I cuddled up a little bit closer. I held you a little bit tighter. I breathed a little easier because I didn't have to be on my best behavior. I didn't have to not be me. I could be myself. And you didn't have to put on a front either. You could just be you. Because that's all I ever wanted, to just have you. I still held my breath the next time we had a bust up. But it was just life. It was just two imperfect people working things out. Working out the kinks. Smoothing off the rough edges. We didn't go. I was scared that you would. Because you were seeing me, not just the honeymoon period, best behavior me. You were seeing me when I get bolshy, when I get grumpy, when I'm tired. And I saw you, the way you get hangry when you haven't eaten. The way you always lose your keys. And it wasn't scary. I mean, I still hate fighting. I hate it so much. But that's not... That's just family baggage. I'm not scared anymore. I'm not scared that you're just gonna disappear. I love you. And this moment with the sea on fire, the bonfire. What? Campfire. Your arm around me, you so close, it feels. I feel loved. I love you so much. Why are you pouting? You are, you're pouting. Why? Really? Because you want me to kiss you. Oh, you don't want me to kiss you. Okay, I won't make you admit it. See, that feels like a pout, but... Are you pouting? Do I even care? I love you. I love all of you. I just adore you. What am I doing? I'm pouting. Why do you think? I know I'm subtle. I love you. I love you. I love you.